Good morning. I think the biggest announcement that I have right now is I've got a lot of little ones too, but the big one is in about 3 weeks, Venerable Robina Curtin is going to be here for a week-long visit. She, if you haven't experienced Venerable Robina, I would really strongly advise you not to miss this. She's going to be teaching every single evening, and then she'll be teaching a weekend workshop. And she is very dynamic, sometimes intimidating, really sharp, and she can bring the Dharma into focus in a way that you might not, you will never have heard from any other teacher. So even if you can only make it for one evening, please do come. And there'll be opportunities to volunteer, and of course, it does cost the center money to bring her here, so there are opportunities to sponsor the visit from the teacher, which is a great benefit to everybody who is able to come, because we don't charge to attend. And it's also a great benefit to the sponsor, because you're practicing that giving of the generosity of giving the Dharma. So that's really quite amazing. Just some small things coming up. Geshe Sangpo is once again leading merit-making practices. And as he mentioned, the last time he was teaching on a Sunday morning, and he frequently reminds us that we need both wings, the wing of study and learning and the wing of practice, in order to make it to enlightenment. So please do take advantage of the opportunity to come and do practice with somebody on the level and the caliber of Geshe Sangpo, and he can help you if you have any questions about how to do prostrations or how to do mandala offerings. This week it's prostrations. And if you can't do a full body prostration, you can just, you know, prostrate from the waist. And do you have a question, Vivian? Pardon me? Oh, yes, sorry. It's Thursday night, 7 o'clock. And we have, next week we have another special Sunday program with Karen Edwards, who has done quite a few of our Sunday programs when Geshe Gelick is away. And she's going to, I'm very intrigued to hear what she will, how the discussion will go next week. It sounds very, very rich. She's going to be talking about and helping us all talk about how to live with illness, and how illness, which can disrupt our sense of, you know, who I am. You know, I'm not this person who's ill. I'm not this person who never has any energy. I'm not this person who is constantly in pain. And to use that as grist for the mill of practice, not only in terms of, you know, increasing our compassion for others, but also examining, well, who is this person anyway? So really good topics for our area in Buddhism. So I do hope that lots of people will come next Sunday, because we all experience illness in big ways and small ways throughout our lifetimes, and I think that'll be really a rich Sunday morning. Did you have something, Jill? Julie has something. Take it away, Julie.
All right. Good morning. I have another announcement, the Sunday tea. And did you know that you could actually sponsor a Sunday tea? And if you have never been to one, it is, if you want to ask, a Sunday tea offers more than a cupful of benefits. Every month on the last Sunday, they gather out after the teachings to snack and chat with old friends and introduce others to new friends. It's a simple thing, getting together because we like each other. The teaching encourages us to share what we've learned and to socialize with those that we support and practice in positive ways. Why sponsor a Sunday tea? Sponsoring the Sunday tea saves our center funds that could be used in other beneficial ways. You can dedicate the sponsorship to a loved one, to a friend, or to all sentient beings. It's $75 to sponsor, and you can also go online, and we only do it once a month, so it gives you an opportunity to maybe just do it once a year. Would be fantastic. Please feel free to ask or email our center manager, Jill Marie, with any questions. And as always, we do thank you so much for your inspired generosity, because that's what keeps the center running. We do thank you.
We're going to do some prayers to start. They're in the gold prayer book. I wish I could tell you in the white.
It's in the white binder, probably on the same page.
Okay, because I'm not very good at that.
There's not much in the white binder.
Okay, so if you don't have a prayer golden prayer book, there's lots of them right here, and we can get you one. Okay. So we're going to start with three Shakyamuni Buddha mantras, which is on page 34. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta. And the next, we're going to say the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer three times. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. And right below that is the four measurables. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. I think I missed one. Oh, well. Let's do the last one again. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. I'm used to what doesn't matter. Get used to errors because I'm talking today. So, seven limb prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with body, speech, and mind. I make every type of offering actually imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain into the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. And we need to turn to page, you need to turn to page 27. Because there's short, I want to do the two verse short mandala offering. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all beings enjoy this pure land. The objects of my attachment, aversion and ignorance, friends, enemies, and strangers, and my body, wealth, and enjoyments. Without any sense of loss, I offer this collection. Please accept it with pleasure and bless me with the freedom from the three poisons. Idam Guru Ratna Mandalakam Niryatayami. So I would like to ask, hopefully people can hear me. Can people hear me?
We're streaming.
Never mind. Sorry. Okay. Technology is running me. I'd like to ask everyone who has ever served their country, whether as a serviceman in any of the divisions of service, conscientious objector with alternate service, and anyone else that has served their country, I would like you to please come and stand up on the altar up here. Please join me. Andre, that going to work for you, buddy? Okay. All of these people have served to protect us and others. There are wars and military actions that some of us have had difficulty supporting, including some of the people that fought in that war. What we always need to remember is not to confuse the war with the warrior. I would like anyone who is a relative of anyone who has served as a soldier in any capacity, please stand up. It can be a parent, a grandparent, a cousin, a spouse, a great uncle. It doesn't matter in what generation or what decade. Now, would anyone who has known someone who has served please stand up? Now, would anyone who has watched or heard a story about someone who has served please stand up? As you can see, war affects us all. So I would like you to please remain standing while we as a group offer a kata as a small token of our both respect and appreciation for their service.
Everybody can be seated. I'm not going to make you guys stand for the whole thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't want to do that. Okay, back to streaming. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I couldn't do katas and do that. So for anybody that missed it, the guy in the red shirt is my brother. And I love him very, very, very much.
What's his name?
His name is Chick. Actually, it was Francis, but he quickly became Chick. And actually, in a church he goes to, he was awarded a long time ago, quite a few years ago, he was canonized as Saint Chick. And it wasn't even a Catholic church. It was a Presbyterian church. So there you go. We're getting equanimical here. This is a short dialogue from MASH. They're in the OR. Frank, war is hell. Hawkeye, war isn't hell. War is war, and hell is hell. And of the two, war is much worse. Father Mulcahy, how do you figure, Hawkeye? Hawkeye, easy, Father. Tell me who goes to hell. Sinners, I believe, says Father McKay. Hawkeye, exactly. There are no innocent bystanders in hell. War is chock full of them. Little kids, cripples, old ladies, soldiers. In fact, except for some of the top brass, almost everyone involved is an innocent bystander. I'm going to say some prayers for the healing of all those affected by war, especially those who have served. Please join me if you wish, or offer your own prayers and aspirations for healing. We're going to start with 7 chin-raising mantras. There's a verse that said before it, not crowned by any fault. Oh, gosh, I just lost it. I had it memorized. No, not sorry. I practiced this. Not crowned by any fault. Whose head of perfect Buddha crowns in light. All seeing, permission to all beings. To Chen Rezig, I press. Whatever. So, well, Chen Rezig is the Buddha of compassion, guys, and I practice this and practice this and say it every day. But where you go, stage fright. So, Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani.
Whoever restrung my model only put 6 beads here. It was me. Okay. So if you turn to page 34 again, we're going to do the short Medicine Buddha mantra 7 times. But there is a verse before it. Bhagavan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the 3 poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha lapis light. Taya ta om bekenze bekenze maha bekenze bekenze rajasamya gate soha. Taya ta om bekenze bekenze maha bekenze bekenze maha bekenze soha. Taya ta om bekenze bekenze maha bekenze bekenze rajasamya gate soha. Taya ta om bekenze bekenze maha bekenze 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 Rajasamya Gati Soha Teyata Om Bekenze Bekenze Maha Bekenze Bekenze Rajasamya Gati Soha Teyata Om Bekenze Bekenze Maha Bekenze Bekenze Rajasamya Gati Soha Teyata Om Bekenze Bekenze Maha Bekenze Bekenze Rajasamya Gati Soha. Now, if people would turn to page 191, we're going to say the praises to the 21 Taras. And we're going to say this for the healing of all, but we're going to also say it to remove any obstacles to the next Light of the Path retreat, which certainly contributes to great healing.